All right. It's the Off Air. It's 104.9 podcast with Randy and
Ray Ray.
And yeah, he's still not here. Chad's. And I called him to see if he would connect with us. He's like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment, Ray.
Nah, he's just high on them good meds right now.
You know, all I pictured the other night when John Cena was out there with that envelope was Chad.
Wait, what?
The Oscars?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. But...
Well, we're talking about this incognito and him just being, what we were talking about last week, him
going commando,
and then John Cena walks out, and I don't know, I just thinking Chad and John Cena, I don't know. I was talking to Chad on the phone earlier today, though, when he said he had to go to the doctor and give me some excuses or crap because he just didn't want to come to work or even think about calling in. And I said, you know, whenever John Cena walked out there, all he was thinking about was you. He's like, I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I can see Chad. Yeah.
You think Chad would have done that? When it came down to it, Ray, in your Ray of Ray arrays, way deep down in there, Ray.
And the crazy part about that is John Cena is probably not getting paid for that kind of publicity stunt.
No.
He's doing it for the lulz. He's doing it for the, you know, just for the fun act of it. I mean, he's a funny guy. He really is. Like, yes. I follow his Instagram of him posting, like, all the random pictures.
He's hilarious. Yeah. I love him.
So I definitely can see him doing something like that. But if they're not paying me to do something like that, then...
To go on national TV, Ray. National TV. So you don't think the press the next day would be worth it?
I mean, the thing is he's ripped, so I'm pretty sure he's very confident in him. And then plus he's a wrestler. He's used to taking his shirt off and being but
you know who I want to see do a show together?
What?
Cena and The Rock. That would be a fun show.
Well, if you follow the WWE lore, they're kind of like enemies, though, Randy.
I know. I know, Ray. I know. Even Hulk Hogan at one time was a bad guy.
Yes.
But he came back around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. New
That's
World
how old
Order.
I am.
NWO. Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's Chad. That's where he's at. I have no idea where he's at. But supposedly he's at the doctor.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hmm.
I know. But supposedly he'll be back next week.
Supposedly.
Just in time. He's coming back Tuesday just in time for our podcast.
Yeah, because he needs to restock up on his snacks right now. that's for sure.
So, you know, you were talking about your little experiment that you wanted to put together.
Yes.
You know, I'm selling candy for the kids at my desk.
Yes.
And it seems to be going pretty well.
Well.
But I did put an email out, and I did say, you know, it's for the kids. So I don't know if you went that direction, Ray, and then you put some snacks out. You were just like, you know, my nieces and nephews need some money. So
they need some sweaters.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I know you don't have any kids, so if you do something like that and say, hey, the kids need some summer fund money.
I'm doing it for the children.
Yes, if you're doing it for the kids, Ray.
That's the reason why I haven't started yet, because I know you were selling chocolate, and I didn't want to rain on your parade on your chocolate sales.
Well, I've got three more bars to sell and then another box.
Yep.
And then hopefully my chocolate days will be over until the next time.
Until next year and when they have to be.
Or until cheerleading comes up or karate comes up.
Yo, speaking of like sales, have you seen the Girl Scout cookies out and about lately?
I have seen the girls pimping the cookies.
Oh my God.
I refrained the other day because the girls were outside of Save Mart and they hit me up and they were like, hey sir, would you like some Girl Scout cookies? I'm like, and I sat there for a second thinking, well, maybe Randy, maybe. And then I was like, I don't have any cash on me. And they're like, we take Venmo and PayPal.
Yeah, we got Venmo and Cash App.
And
we got whatever.
We take your credit card, sir. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit. How about, let me think about when I'm in the store and when I come out. And then I came out.
And go out the other way?
No. Wait. No, not at all. I wasn't even thinking about it or anything. I came out of the store. I had my bread and I had my water and stuff. And I go out of the store. I go all the way to the car, and then I saw him standing there, and I was like, they didn't even hit me on the way out. if they would have hit me on the way out, I would have been like, okay, give me some those lemon cookies that I love so much. But no, they didn't even hit me on the way out. So, girls, hit the customer on the way in and get them again on the way out. If they say no, they might say yes on the way out. They might have some change on the way out. They might have a $5 to get some of those Girl Scout cookies. Or did they go up this year? Are they $7 now or something?
No, they're like there's like $6 a box now.
So they went up a buck because they've been $5 for the last couple of years. So they went up to $6, like you said.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking pretty heavy about it inside the store. Yeah. What are your favorite cookies anyway? I like the lemon ones.
Mine are the peanut butter ones. The peanut butter.
Old school.
Yeah. I'm an old school cookie type of guy.
Let me tell you, those things keep, Ray. Those things keep. 2 years ago, I'm ashamed to admit this. 2 years ago,
okay,
somebody gave me some peanut butter Girl Scout cookies because they were getting rid of them. Or we got, maybe it's because we gave some away here or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Someone didn't pick something up and they were like, hey, you want the peanut butter cookies? I'm like, sure, I'll take them home. They sat in my drawer until last week.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, okay. Where did you eat them?
I did. They were glorious. They were glorious, Ray.
They aged beautifully.
I like peanut butter cookies, what can I say? And peanut butter crackers. I go to the $1.29 store and get peanut butter crackers all the time. But you know, and I ate them over the course of a week and they were good. Still fresh. They weren't green or anything. I mean, they're cookies, they're peanut butter cookies. I mean, I thought they would be hard and nasty. Nope.
I'm a sucker for peanut butter anything. In fact, my entire family are a bunch of like peanut butter hoarders. We had to learn when I was growing up, I had to learn to hide peanut butter stuff because my dad is a peanut butter fiend.
Yep.
So
mine too.
So we would always purposely keep like one jar for him specifically and the rest for us. So recently, my family has recently got like a bundle pack of a bunch of peanut butter jars. And I think we had like maybe like 6, I think. We're down to like 2, and we're trying to figure out who's been eating up all the peanut butter.
Right, I don't know. I thought it was just an Okie thing, but I guess not, because that's what we would have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man. You hungry? Peanut butter and crackers. Breakfast, that's peanut slab. Butter and crackers. Lunch, peanut butter and crackers. Snack, peanut butter and crackers. Peanut butter and crackers. Peanut butter and crackers. Yeah. Everything's peanut butter and crackers in my family. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now we're just trying to figure out who has been eating our peanut butter lately. And for me, I have like, okay, are you a chunky or creamy type of guy?
Oh, creamy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a chunky guy. I'm the only one in my family who does. And someone's been eating my chunky peanut butter.
Because all the creamy's out. Yeah, that's why, right?
I'm like, you guys always complain that you guys don't like chunky, and then there you guys all go siphoning through my crunchy peanut butter. Anyway, I was going to say something about the Girl Scout cookie thing.
Okay.
If you see someone, and I'm speaking to the Girl Scout cookie people specifically, if you see someone with their like with their music blaring like in their car, and they're not making eye contact with you, and you know, they're not interested. Please, for some of us who are trying to keep a diet and trying to maintain a somewhat of a healthy lifestyle, the last thing I need is to be corrupted by a little girl who's been like, hey, you want some cookies? And I'm like,
did she run out in front of the car and yell, stop?
Yo, okay. So in Coalinga, we only have like 3 like red lights in Coalinga. And there's a Girl Scout cookie troop at every stoplight. And it's just
they own that damn town. Yeah. That's why, right? They own that town.
And it's I've been like learning how to drive around them, just so I don't have to see them
to avoid them.
Yeah, because they would legitimately like you'll be at a stop sign, they'll run up to you in the car, like knock on your window.
Oh, like homeless people trying to wash your windows and stuff.
And I'm like, no, back away. I'm not afraid to floor this pedal down to the floor.
I'm not afraid to run this red light to get away from these cookie people, these cookie pimps. Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, so if you wish, get some Girl Scout cookies and Ray will live vicariously through you.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to catch some girls sometimes outside of Save Martin and probably spend $30, not because I need to, Not because I need to. No, not at all.
Did you hear about the TikTok ban?
Which one, Ray?
They're trying to ban my livelihood, Randy.
The video game thing?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my.
If you didn't know, Ray is playing video games like every night live.
Yeah, I've been streaming on TikTok almost every night.
I know. And you jump on like Instagram and you're like, all right, you know it's going down. Let's go.
Yep.
And I go jump on it just to make fun of him. I'm like, because there's some, you know, what's the one guy on in the car that you had that one day?
Well, Vance.
Yes, Vance. Vance is running.
He's talking about GTA Vice City, but yes.
Yeah, and you're like, run, Vance, run. And you're like, yeah, Vance, run. Oh, no. Vance almost got ran over by a car.
Gets killed by the cops, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got tackled by a cop. That's what it was. Poor Vance.
It was.
I logged on just to make fun.
Yeah, those streams might come to an end, like in a week if the government decides to ban TikTok altogether.
Is that our government or the Chinese government?
That's our government. Yeah. So the plan is they have to sell TikTok's either going to have to sell their company to an American company, or they're just going to ban it altogether. But what I think it's just a big slippery slope, because what else are they going to ban? Because there's other apps that I can easily point out that probably have way more, like, I don't know, like some.
You could jump over to Twitch or something. You could do that.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, so the reason why TikTok is such a like big platform for like starter streamers is that algorithm works like crazy. TikTok doesn't have, or Twitch doesn't have that kind of algorithm that TikTok does. Nothing has that algorithm like TikTok does.
Dude, you know who I've been following a lot on TikTok? Not to get off your groove there for a minute.
Yeah.
Joker. Have you seen this guy?
Uh-uh.
He's freaking Joker from Batman. He is the Joker. I don't know where Heath Ledger is, but
he's been resurrected into
some of them is in this Joker guy, this character. He looks like, I mean, he's got the makeup down and he talks like him. I mean, this guy must live as this Joker guy. And he's probably making tons of money too. Because and then he got on his split screen Batman, and the Batman looked like a freaking,
like, costume kid.
Yeah. But Joker, oh my God. This guy looks just like him, talks like him. I sat there and it's like I kept waiting for him to get out of character, and he's like, no, he was just like, he's just talking to everybody that's on the stream. And
he was in NPC mode, basically.
Yeah.
And they're just giving him gifts, I bet, right? Just him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 And he's like, and thank you for the crown and all this other stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. I got to show you. But he's insane.
And that's the other thing, too. It's almost become like a little side hustle for me, for your boy, because. You know, people do send in those gifts just for being entertained, and I'm just like, oh man, if they take away that, there goes my side hustle.
there goes Ray's extra 20 that he's making.
Yes,
and they have to be hitting the pole now.
Oh man,
they got a pole up there in Kalinga for you to hit, Ray. No.
I have to be protesting out there in front of Washington D.C. Like, please don't ban TikTok. If you're gonna ban TikTok, there's a bunch of other platforms you better be banning.
They won't ban TikTok. They'll come up with some solution not to ban TikTok. Or so many people will get on TikTok and all. There's too many people on TikTok right now. That's too much entertainment for me every night.
They're just scared that they can't control the algorithm. They don't want us to see the truth like the aliens. We see the aliens.
That's right. There's so much fun stuff on TikTok though. Let me see. And all that ASMR stuff. Doing all this to patting the microphone around.
That's my mom's favorite thing to watch, is those ASMR videos of people just like messing with the camera or like, like just talking on the mic like that.
And they're all talking like this.
Hi. Yes.
Here's some ASMR for you. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got this one girl, when I first figured out what ASMR was, and all she does was just, she pat the microphone and she talks so sweet and quietly like this. I was like, that's all I got to do to get people to like me on TikTok is just talk so nice and sweet and quietly like this. And this is ASMR. Wow. I should like start reading bedtime stories to everybody like this, especially when I have a little cold like this and my allergies.
I mean, that's what probably what it's like. A little small thing like that, you can monetize your entire career on TikTok just like that. But anyway, yeah,
I think you should start talking lovingly every night instead of drop the video game stuff and just start talking lovingly live to everyone. All the girls would swoon to you and they would just start talking lovely to them. So it's just like all like there's people that like just drop their names that sign, you know, they put their name
right
in like
on a board or
cursive
something.
Or write on a board or something. Then you could just like say, you know, and they pop their name up like Daphne, you're such a beautiful soul. You're a wonderful person. I think you should do what you want to do. Hi, Tanisha, you're just a wonderful person. I think you're just going to have a lovely day tomorrow. I think you should just do that, Ray.
See, you got it. You got kind of something like that down. For me, I would make it a little bit awkward for me because I'll be talking like this all the time.
Well, you're single. You can make it sexy.
Yeah, I know. That's basically what a lot of people want to do on TikTok anyway.
Dana wouldn't care as long as I'm getting paid. Oh, baby, you are a sexy thing. Yeah, no one wants me doing that anyway. That would look so funny, me doing that. But I'd be Mr. Motivation.
Yeah.
I think you are going to just have a great day tomorrow, Tanisha. It's going to be a wonderful day for you. You know what, Jennifer? I think it's going to be a great day for you tomorrow, too. You should get some sleep tonight. I don't know. Maybe have some sex with your boyfriend. I don't know.
I mean, that's motivation. That's for sure.
That's motivation. That's just motivation for him and for her. What do I know?
Speaking of motivational dating, I guess.
Yes.
Or relationships. Did you hear about the whole dating paradox or the dating app paradox that's been going on?
No.
So apparently a lot of people have been, I guess, not having good dates, or they'd be dating someone that they met on a dating site but have like ultimately break up like after just either a few weeks to a few months. Like there's a big like dating like breakup thing going on all the dating sites right now.
Yeah.
And they're tracking it down. It's because they're saying that the apps don't even care anymore. That they're just like they don't even care like what your likes and
dislikes.
Dislikes are, or what your interests are. All they want is for you to pay the subscription and they'll just match it with anybody.
Oh. Well, I always thought that's what it was anyway.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying.
As long as you're in the area, they will match you.
Yeah, like, but I was like saying, like, I was on a dating site. I tried it for a little bit, but I didn't care for it because I'm such like an in-person type of guy.
Yeah.
And it feels weird to me. But this whole like app thing, I'm like, what do you expect if you are thinking that you're just going to be matched up with anyone just through an algorithm?
Yeah.
Or some kind of mixed up way, especially if you said, like, yeah, if you're just in the area, there's like all these different people in the area. Here, click on which one you like the most.
Yeah.
And hopefully they like back.
Click on the prettiest one. Do they still have the old school eHarmony? Is that still around?
Yeah. So, like, eHarmony, Match, Hinge.
Match is still around too, huh? Hinge, well, I know Hinge and Tinder.
Tinder
and all that
is the big one. Tinder is that's the most infamous one of all.
Now, Tinder is a subscription too, though, right?
They're all subscription.
Oh, they are all. There's no free ones.
Yeah, anymore. Well, they're free, but you're not going to get matched with anybody. That's the thing.
You're just perusing for free.
Yeah, you're looking.
Oh. You don't get any information until you subscribe.
Yeah, until you pay a little bit of dollar bill sign, then you start getting the.
How much is a subscription average?
$25 on average.
A month or a week?
A month.
Really? I'm surprised they haven't taken it down to a week. Because, well, no, it's like say you're on Tinder or something, and it's like you charge $25 a week, and all of a sudden you find your match, and then what do you need Tinder for?
Yeah, that's the reason why they're saying that's why it's not working is because if you leave, they're not going to make any money.
Simone.
So that's called the dating paradox or the dating app paradox.
Interesting. Well, what about the old-fashioned way where people actually have to talk to each other and meet them in person?
Go to a bar.
People don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because a lot of people – I blame
– Yes, Ray, what do you blame?
It's definitely our generation.
It's your therapy session time, Ray. Go ahead, let it out.
it is because my generation does not like to be social, at least not as much as people think we do. I mean, there's still some people who like to like casually go to the bar or the club like that, but when you're like if you were born in the 90s, I think most of us would agree that we don't like to waste our time at a bar or spend money at a bar or a club because it's expensive. And so sometimes we don't like to go do those kind of things. Most of the time, if we're dating someone in person, they're like a friend of a friend of some type of deal.
Oh.
Or yep. If you go to like a small like a small party, a little thing here and there, and then you meet someone. Like my situation is always me. I always meet people at events that we always do. And we're that's done. How usually I end up finding.
Am I going to have to set up some speed dating for you, Ray? Is that what we're going to have to do? Some speed dating promotion here at the station?
No, thank you.
No speed. Have you tried speeding dating already?
If it's for a charity, I would do one of those auction things. I'll take someone on a date if they pay for the charity or something.
Like, oh, all right.
I'd do that.
If we auctioned you off for charity?
Yep.
I'll remember that. I'll
make it worth your while.
Don't throw it out there, Ray. I'll remember that.
No, I'll give you an invitation. Go ahead and do it. Set something up.
All right, great. Up for bids right now, Ray. We'll start the bidding at $5 and go up from there.
is that what I'm worth?
Oh, we're going to have to unpack a lot more of this, Ray. More than this podcast is going to take. Oh, my God.
I'm down for it.
All right. Well, that's another podcast already. I know you got a ton more stuff we got to talk about. Chad will be back next week, and I'm sure it'll be more interesting because I'm kind of a boring guy.
Yeah, a lot of input on
him. Yeah. Oh, God. Talking about single stuff. Yeah. So like, follow, and subscribe now.